Hello, Juho Vuopala from Faculty of Information Technology. Tommy is my supervisor, and my thesis is based on automated feedback model for vocational education. This is my second year now, starting and I'm working on the first article. And overview of thesis, like I mentioned, my background is in VAT, vocational education and training. I teach at the SASKY Vocational Institute. Well-being technology is my main focus, and then also I teach practical nurses and math and this sort of engineering background subjects. Automated feedback model for supporting learning in vocational level. This started for some reason. A lot of this has to do with my previous background, also as an teacher working online, a lot of online education, and figured it out this would be good way to support and focus on the resources that we have at hand. So we are usually running a bit short on the resources as teachers, especially when it comes to feedback, giving proper good feedback. Thesis is designed to have three main phases. So I'm working now on systematic literature review to find out the status quo of the research field, and then after that, planning, constructing a model, testing a model. This is more like on the practical side. Something theoretical framework. So the work is based on multiple theories. First of all, learning theories and concepts. This is from the Finnish VAT. We are currently in competence-based learning model. So competence-based learning model includes variable paths to learning. Every student is seen as an individual, and hence that individual experiences are highlighted. And since this is competence-based learning, the demonstration of skills are also highlighted. So we need to demonstrate, you must show your skill sets in order to get the proper grades and move forward and eventually graduate. Learning concepts, behaviorism, cognitivism, constructivism, humanism are the most common. Oops. And these learning concepts lay guidelines when forming feedback model and also considering the role of feedback in learning processes. And these are also that guide a little bit of my first article work, which is the systematic literature review. Little bit background. And this is a background for the VAT and the implementation of technology. So, like mentioned in the text, in the latest few decades, the rapid development of technology has evolved, and education in the forms of distance learning, electronic information, this is pretty much in the every field of work life as we speak. Remote work and remote learning, online learning. In computer-based learning, computers are seen as tools or tool to support knowledge construction, and this is done by providing learning environments and providing personalized instructions and feedback. And this is also highlighted in the studies that are included in this systematic review. So very much personalized, individual, that these are the key words. Computers provide conversation and reflection by using different methods. Social media, on-screen agents, AI. There are multiple ways, but these are pretty common, especially the AI now that it is booming in multiple areas. Also, it is seen that feedback plays crucial role in learning theories, and feedback can have many properties and dimensions. Like few notes are like timing of feedback. Is it immediate? Is it delayed? Is it on demand or something like that? And then feedback can be a social actor. It can be acting as a peer, and well, so on. So many kind of properties and different dimensions. And then moving onwards, and systematic literature review, I had formed four research questions. The first one is, what are the prevalent types of automated feedback systems being studied in vocational or similar level of education during past 20 years? And this is answered in the first phase of the study, that is like a review of reviews, umbrella review. And then the second, third, and fourth research questions are answered in the review of current studies. So what research methods were used in these studies? What are the key findings of these studies? And how do different stakeholders like educators, students, administrators, experts perceive and interact with this technology that is implemented or tested? Trying to figure out the questions for these, and data collection went something about like this. So from the databases, I had 841 results, and then they were done according to Prisma 2020 and screened down all the way down to 19 reviews that were included in the first phase and 14 studies that were included in the second phase. And following the basic Prisma 2020 procedure from up to or down to bottom or so. Phase one. This is like a summary that things that I discovered there. There is a common interest in research. So automated feedback systems in educations are interesting study to do research. But there is also need for more. Many of the studies indicated that automated feedback systems show potential, but they lack some sort of features or something that needs to be addressed in a further research. Current application, automated feedback systems are usually used in or implemented in writing, language learning, usually English, and also STEM. If you categorize them in school subjects, and this was very clear that most of the automated feedback systems are implemented in writing. In English or writing in English as a second language, and that is partly due to the development of these automated feedback and evaluation tools that have been used for over 20 years. And then has come the emerge of new technology like AI. Expansions are needed, broaden application to other subjects. Also, vocational education was not very highly represented in these studies. Few studies, yes, but most of them were either not specified or in a higher education, like a university level testing. The impact of automated feedback systems that had in learning or learning processes, there were mixed results, and thus also further empirical research is needed. So focus on impact on vocational education age groups also needed. And this was like the research question one. What are the prevalent types of automated feedback systems? So mainly like I mentioned, writing in English, language learning in English, and STEM school subjects. And phase two, and these are more or less preliminary results. Haven't fully completed this phase, but what research methods were used in the studies? Most of the studies used quantitative or mixed methods, mixed methods on those that are usually involved in social constructive theory or otherwise were keen on finding the social aspect of the study or included the social aspect. Cognitive learning theory was also highly represented. So these two included a total of 10 out of 14 studies included. And common research setup was test and control group, and then comparison of results or effectiveness. And research question three: what are the key findings these studies produced? Formative feedback and communication were highlighted. Communication skills, especially. And then customized feedback was highlighted. So usually it was beneficial to have customized and formative, meaning continuous feedback. The effectiveness of test and control group comparisons resulted in mixed results. Usually potential on immediate feedback and customization, but then again, especially those that are doing well in the subject usually did not benefit as much as lower achieving groups. And only one of the 14 studies included directly vocational level, and that was work-life skill welding. So definitely a good indication for me, and some train of thought for my study that which way to go. And how do different stakeholders perceived automated feedback system implementation? So it was very low that participation of stakeholders, but usually students perceive it as an good thing. And then this one study included expert and expert statements, and they gave some corrective feedback. Otherwise, it was neutral. But this is preliminary. So, conclusion. Vocational education and work-life skills, they need focus on the research. Formative feedback was highlighted in many studies. Also, metacognitive skills were highlighted as important, so that it was seen very important that students need skills so that they know what kind of skill sets and what skills they do need in order to perform some task. Social factors in automated feedback need to be considered. Many studies included this side, and it is important to include teachers and students in the development of these automated feedback tools and the implementation process. One aspect is the technology acceptances model that need to be included. But yeah, this is kind of the stop that I hop off and leave the floor to comments and thoughts.